School's out, school's out, teacher's full of sauerkraut. School's out, school's out, teacher's full of sauerkraut. I'm saying school is out. And this is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I'm saying school is out, and yet I'm still seeing, you notice? I'm still seeing what's going on. And it's so fascinating. It's so fascinating. School is out. School is out. Now, what does it mean when school is out? Well, when school is out, you don't have to learn anymore. You're out of school. You don't have to have lessons anymore. You don't have to study. You don't have homework. You don't have things you have to do. Well, that's not true. When school is out, it means one thing, and only one thing. The lessons don't stop, the training doesn't stop, the things don't stop. It's just that you don't have a teacher anymore. When school is out, the teacher is off on vacation herself or himself. You don't have a teacher to guide you and direct you and share with you the wonderful concepts of being aware of all the knowledge that you have within you and all of the genius that you have within you. School's out, teacher's full of sauerkraut. When we were kids, we used to have sayings like that. Step on a crack and break your mother's back. You know, all sorts of real positive attitudes like that, you know. But what happens when the school is out? When school is out, then there is no teacher. Then we have to teach ourselves. Then we have to be responsible for everything that we do and everything that we should be learning and everything that we can be learning, and nobody is there to guide us along the way. We have to do it by ourselves. Now, how are we going to do it by ourselves? How can you ever be advancing in your consciousness without a teacher? How can you ever accomplish anything in life without a teacher? Well, that's a difficult task. That's a difficult task. You could use the teacher within, but why bother doing that? Nobody uses a teacher within. Teacher within's got all the answers and is wonderful to work with, but nobody does that. We could use the teacher without. Life is a teacher. All the experiences we have in life are lessons, and they're things for us to expand our field of awareness and our field of activity, and that's beautiful. Now, we can do a lot of things. We can do a lot of things without the teacher. And as I told Ellen this morning, I'm going to cease being a teacher here on the campus. I'm not leaving campus, but I'm going to cease being a teacher here on campus. And I'm just going to be, what term did I use, Ellen?
Being yourself and having fun.
I'm just going to be my ideal self that sees everything in its ideal manner. Being myself and have fun. That's what being myself and have fun is all about. There is nothing to improve or correct with any of you. None of you. From this moment forward, none of you will have any computer circumstances that need my attention. None of you will have any requests of me for anything at all. I'll just be sort of like a light here shining, and I will only see you as a reflection of my light. And my light is wholeness and perfection. My light is happiness and joy. And I am not going to look at you to see what you're doing right and wrong. I'm not going to look at you and see where you can improve. I'm not going to offer any suggestions or advice to you as to the path you might take. I'm just going to be myself and have fun. We watched this movie, what was it called?
The Holy Man.
The Holy Man last night. And in The Holy Man, the man who played The Holy Man, asked his person, the person that he was working with, he asked him, "Is that what you want me to do? Is that what you want me to do? Are those things that you want me to do?" Now, the holy man was himself a rather remarkable fellow, and he just knew how to do all sorts of good and fun things. Not necessarily miracles, but just fun things. And as he did these things, he was watching his friend who set him along in there, and his friend was trying to do all sorts of things to be commercial, to make money, to sell, to con people into buying things that they didn't necessarily want. He was doing his best to do that, but he didn't feel comfortable in doing that. And so he created this holy man in his life as a reflection of what he really wanted to do. And the holy man went around and did the things that the holy man wanted to do, but always he would ask, "Is this what you want me to do?" And the holy man said, "This man needs some self-esteem. He needs a hug from everybody. He needs to have people appreciate him because he's a good person." And the holy man saw in this rascal all sorts of things that were making it very difficult for everybody else to appreciate the dignity of this man, the integrity of the man. But the holy man saw it. And the holy man didn't judge him. He didn't say, "You're wrong, you're right." He merely said, "Whatever you want me to do, I'm happy to do. You want me to do this, sign this contract, do that, do these things, I'll do it." And so he did it. But in the process, the man woke up that his holy man was really very beneficial to him, and he hadn't realized it. The first night that the holy man came in his house, he let the holy man sleep on the floor in one of his extra bedrooms, and then he went into his room, and he took a chair, and he propped it against the door so the holy man couldn't get in the bedroom at night while he was sleeping. I mean, that's what he had in his consciousness. And you see, we all do this. We all do everything we can to keep the holy man from getting a hold of us, to keep the holy man from directing our life. We don't need teachers. We don't need gurus. We don't need anything. All we want to do is to find the holy man within us and live according to the holy man's precept of who we really are. They didn't make any blatant spiritual, religious, or activities like that. All they did was say, "Well, he's the holy man, you know, because he was always thinking something positive, something beautiful, something uplifting." And he talked about things that other people were afraid to talk about. And he talked about things in a positive, beautiful way. And in the process, he generated that condition wherever he went. And when that condition was manifest, when that condition was being lived and being fulfilled in the people involved, he went away. He went away not because he had to go away, not because he had someplace to go, but because he was no longer needed there to see everything in divine order, because now they were seeing everything in divine order, and everything was in divine order for them. Should he stay, they will seek more of his wisdom and more of his genius, like in Illusions with Richard Bach. The Messiah said all they did was keep asking for his advice and his directions and his wisdom, and he got tired of doing that, and so he left. Jesus the Christ said, "You bug me. I give you all this detail, I should tell you how to do it, and still you can't do it. I gotta leave so the Comforter can come." That is, the self within yourself that knows how to do these things. "And I'll leave. And you'll have that Comforter come. Now, I'm not intending to leave here, and I'm not saying that I'm the holy man or that I'm the spiritual guide, but I am the teacher, the sharer, and I'm working with you guys, and my work is over now. Now, it's up to you whether you live the principle that I teach you, whether you live the principle that I believe in so seriously and sincerely. If you believe that principle, then you practice it, and then it's all yours. But if you don't believe the principle, and you don't practice it, it doesn't matter whether I'm here or whether I'm not here for you. So, since I'm here, I am now going to bless each one of you with a wonderful condition, and that condition is that each one of you is spiritually healed right now in every area of your life. Each one of you, spiritually healed in every area of your life. Each one of you. And being spiritually healed, you don't remember that you ever had a problem. You don't remember you ever had an unfulfilled desire. You don't remember that you ever had an unhappy situation in your life. And you live in a life of bliss, of magic, of delight. And as you live your life in this way, all things work out for you in perfect divine order. But if you don't, then it won't, and that's your privilege too. You can use the principle contrary to your highest good, or you can use the principle harmonious with your highest good. It's all up to you. It doesn't really matter. I have given many wonderful suggestions and precepts to you, and you have blatantly ignored them, and you have blatantly gone on and expressed yourself in an unfulfilling way, and then the coup de grace comes when you say, Herb, it's your fault. Herb, why don't you heal me? Herb, why don't you do this? Herb, you're the one who taught me these things, and Herb, they don't work. Herb, it's your fault. And I say, now, my loves, you're your own teacher. And from this day forward, I will share with the world and anybody who's listening how happy I am and the good things that I know and the delight that I have in life without any more suggestions, if I can possibly handle it that way. And I'll work at it, and I think I will handle it that way. So, your teacher's gone. School's out, teacher's full of sauerkraut. Yes, how often you thought that about me. Yes, and how right you were. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.